does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
Good evening. You're listening to KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville, KSCO.com, and streaming live on YouTube at KSCO Global. Check it out and subscribe. It's just past 6:06. We'll get a quick look at your traffic. Also, had a fire report late last hour. Thanks to Gordy, he called it in. Looks like above Bear Creek Road slash just south of, I believe, Highway 35 area. We have a fire in progress. Sounds like it's been broken now for about an hour and a half. They have tankers and choppers swarming the area trying to get that contained right now. Looks like they're having a hard time with the ground access, especially due to the fact that Highway 35 is closed up there. So, yeah, if you're in the area, definitely be aware, be alert, and if they give you a warning, you might want to listen. So your traffic, Highway 1 northbound to Santa Cruz. Right now, things are traveling at the limit in the Santa Cruz-Aptos corridor. Southbound speeds also looking good here in the area. Moss Landing is still stacked up, especially northbound there as you cross the bridge back to Lemon by Struve Road. Monterey County looks good on the 1. 68 is open as well. 101, still very, very, very heavy northbound. If you're headed northbound 101, you're probably stuck in traffic somewhere between Crazy Horse and Highway 25. There's another round of a slowdown up the road there between San Martin and Morgan Hill back to the limit after you get out of town there. 85 looks good. 17 does not look good. Northbound 17, very, very heavy right now. Backed up from Scotts Valley basically all the way to Los Gatos. You'll pick up in speed a little bit as you approach the summit, but you're back to a crawl by Idlewild. An accident there in the northbound lane at the south tip of the Lex. 608 at KSCO up next. It's the very, very first episode, the world premiere of My Two Cents with your host, Wes Holtz and company. KSCO Santa Cruz, stand by.
Welcome to My Two Cents. I'm your host, Wes Holtz, and I'm sitting here with my very good buddy, Robert Matias. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, Wes, how you doing?
I'm fine. We are actually broadcasting on KSCO Global. That means your face is sitting up there on the radio, man.
That's right. KSCO AM 1080.
1080. You know what the call-in number is?
I'm not going to give it. Go ahead. I'll probably throw those numbers off.
831-479-1080. 831-479-1080. Already choking at the beginning of the show.
That's okay, Wes.
Yeah. So I decided to create a new show all around stock trading investing.
Stock trading. This has been exciting. And we've been talking about this for a while.
Right. We have. We've been putting this together. Robert and I have been talking about this and getting things together. And it's basically for all of us that deal in stock trading to call and sit and talk about their successes, lessons, weaknesses, failures, and just basically to sit around and talk shop with all the buddies.
Hold on. What? We're also talking to the crowd out there that does not know a thing about stocks.
Right.
We're talking about people lessons. That want to learn. And I mean, we're not pros of this stuff.
By any means,
By any means necessary.
No, matter of fact, this show is only an entertainment show.
That's right.
We're just talking back and forth like we're sitting on the front porch drinking a beer.
That's right. And having knowledge as we go along.
Right.
Because we're learning.
Right, absolutely.
And it's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
We've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, because I like done pretty good, actually, since March.
I don't want to hear about it.
I know, you don't want to hear about it. No, but first off, I want to mention that I want to thank all MZ that he has allowed this show to take off, and I appreciate that. We're going to talk about more of that at the end of the show.
Awesome.
A couple of things I wanted to bring up is that not only can you listen to us on KSCO.com, and obviously watch us on KSCO Global on YouTube, which really, that part's new since I had my last show, because I wasn't on video before, so it was easy to come in here, and if I didn't want to wear pants, I didn't have to.
But that's a sight I don't want to
see. Right, so that's a little different since the last show.
Maybe on the beach.
And then we're broadcasting on FM 104.1 and 107.9 over in the Silicon Valley in San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
So that's new, too, since I did my last show.
We are very bummed.
Right. So today what we're going to talk about primarily is medical marijuana and the pesticide and fungus issue that has been kind of been brought out in the news.
You know,
I don't know.
A lot of people don't know about that, Wes.
Yeah, it's an issue. And then one of the things that we're going to be doing also in this show is kind of showcasing a company. And then next week, the CEO is going to be on, so people can go and do their research all week long, come back, talk to the CEO.
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be different,
that's
right?
Gonna be awesome.
I don't know any other show that does that at all.
That means you got connections.
Right. Well, something. I'm not, you know. But Amphill Technologies is going to be the company that we're going to be talking about after a little bit. But the fact of the matter is that, I don't know, about 4 or 5 months ago, I ran into a story in iReport out on NBC News down in Southern California where I read about pesticides being used in marijuana and that samples of all these different dispensaries were collected. They were sent off to a lab, and 93% of them had come back positive, and it just infuriated me. And I co-host on Flight 1080 every Fridays, and for a month straight, I think the poor guys there, Dave Michaels and Ben Picard, were just tired of me talking about it. I said, dude, just go get your own show and talk about it. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, not a problem. Mm-hmm. So in researching additional news reports and the pesticides issues and the Eagle 20, which is a pesticide that is consumable by ingesting, but you can't smoke it because it turns into hydrogen chloroform or I don't know, one of the nasty ones. That's actually contribute to somebody's death up in Northern California.
That's right.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit, too.
We're going to talk about that a little bit, too. So if you want to call in and talk about pesticides and marijuana, you want to dial in 831-479-1080.
No.
Do we already have another call already?
Yes.
Does that say Ontario, Canada?
Yes.
So we have a Canada call already out of the gate.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll get with you here in just a minute, and we'll listen to Canada. What's that? Really good.
So Wes, you said it infuriated you, and that was a statement you made because I think a lot of people don't know that the marijuana that they're smoking has been treated with chemicals.
Right, which you think that would have been the most organic thing possible, especially here in California.
Right.
But after realizing that it has been just nothing but the Wild West with medical marijuana here in California. Now, there is Prop 64 that they're starting to introduce regulations on everything, and this has happened in Colorado and up in Canada, a matter of fact, because they've got lawsuits that are going on. So now I look at the marijuana issue as the only way I can describe it is a bullet train coming into California. It's the next California gold rush starting January 1st.
That's right.
So it would not, I'm going to throw this out there too, it would not surprise me if big corporations finding out about the pesticide issues wouldn't put the current dispensaries and growers in litigation around the first of the year as the competition rolls into California.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense to me, right?
It does.
Because when you get the attorneys like the asbestos attorneys and the mesothelioma attorneys, for them to throw a couple million dollars is like throwing a couple cents into a wishing well to go and get samples, test them, and have the lines drawn to all the dispensaries. Because when you're getting ready for a lawsuit, that's what they do, right?
Yeah. And I think one of the things, too, though, Wes, is, you know, with California coming up with more and more strict regulations around pesticides being utilized in marijuana, you're going to see these corporations begin to fight those type of laws and regulations being passed.
Right. Well, they won't so much fight them, is what I'm worried. The regulations are going to be a good thing because it's actually going to standardize stuff. I think the existing ones that have been dealing this poison out to the public, and I understand there's some local issues here, but we're talking about as a whole, the industry didn't test their product before they gave it to the consumers.
Right.
So there's without a doubt that some of these pesticides, frankly honest, is going to cause people to get to be sick later on. How sick? That's all up to the attorneys to figure out, but that's what's going to end up happening. So that's what really frustrated me. So I started looking into growing marijuana organically as a business for me to get into.
Uh-huh.
And I actually, that's even a longer story too. But in that, I found GrowZone and Amphill Technologies. And right. that's what, and then the stock thing also is a part of that too, right? So because when you have Amphill with three different subsidiaries, all with revenue streams, one of the subsidiaries has multiple revenue streams. We're going to get more into that in the show later on. It's just like a really good company. And right. I wanted to showcase a company, and then I asked the CEO to come on next week after we have this show. So it's actually kind of a two-part show.
Yeah.
And this show is really, we're just coming up with the format now. This is just the first couple of shows.
Yeah, we're right? two guys sitting on a porch.
Right, we're just two guys sitting on the porch talking about stuff.
We want other people to call in and talk with us too.
Right,
but that'll we do give have... us a better insight when the CEO comes in, and we'll have more, how would I say it, a greater explanation and understanding of what Amphill is actually doing.
Right, and we'll get also into more of that too, but if somebody's holding from Canada, I think we should talk to
them. I think so too.
All right, so I'm going to bring Trevor up, maybe, if the mouse works.
Hello.
Trevor, can you hear me?
I can.
Welcome, and being the first, very first caller on My Two Cents.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so what's on your mind?
Well, first, I just want to say thank you to you guys for doing this. I'm on Investors Hub a lot. I don't post. I read everything on there.
Awesome.
So thanks for doing this, number one.
Oh, not a problem. That's what this show's about, is for all the people on Investor Hub and for the Tim Sykes guys, it's really for us a place to come together and talk.
Yeah, it's perfect. And I know in Canada right now the pesticide issue is huge. We
yes.
have a lot of we have a lot of growers, but a few that are really slated to become huge in terms of production. So the pesticide issue has already reared its ugly head here, and it's resulted in a lawsuit, I know, in at least in one case. So that's what led me to finding Amphill and GrowZone, was because I was looking into other methods of, you know, how are we going to tackle this problem, and what companies are, what are they doing about it type thing. And that's what led me to Amphill,
awesome.
Which led to more research. And I'm an investor, shareholder of Amphill, because I had to be after looking at what they do and their numbers already. But you mentioned the other subsidiaries, and they're doing well. And I think they're poised for huge growth, especially here in Canada now, and also with California coming online as well.
Well, what's nice is they're ahead of the curve, because they're already certified organic, both in the U.S.
True.
And in Canada. And that was
yep.
my goal, is to bring a company that is doing the right things, shows profit, growth, going to a brick-and-mortar company, really doing the things that they're supposed to be doing. And it's without a doubt Amphill Technologies is doing that.
But absolutely.
But Trevor, and also I think that, you know, coming from a humanistic side, you said something very important, that you care, and that's what we do. We care about people, because we don't know what these things are going to happen, you know, what kind of chemicals cause people to get sick in the future.
Right.
So that was very important. And you're invested in a company that's bringing something good to change, and that's what we want to do.
Absolutely. Because
that's what really attracted me to him.
Yeah. Trevor, I appreciate you calling in, and I'm glad that you're on board.
Can I say one more thing before I go?
Sure, absolutely.
Just in regards to the other subsidiary of Amphill, one of the three, is the Snakes and Loggers, Snakes and Lattes.
Snake and Lattes, yeah.
Amazing place in Toronto. It's a huge hotspot, and it's only getting more popular. So I just want to say thanks for bringing attention to that, too.
No, awesome. Not a problem. We'll awesome. Be definitely talking about that. Probably a little bit later on in the show today, and then definitely next week, in the last half hour next week, Roger Mortimer, the CEO of Amphill, will be our co-host, along with Ambrose Phyllis of GrowZone, the president. So thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Trevor.
So getting into because this affected me, because I've had whether you're for it or against it, when somebody has cancer and their immune system is already weak, to find out that it was a potential that pesticides was, because when you do that, I mean, people use marijuana to create an appetite when they have cancer.
Right. Right.
And that's what really kind of forces them to eat.
And a natural painkiller.
Right. And you know, when somebody's sick, you want whatever they're taking to be perfect. And when I found out about this, it just absolutely floored me. And I'm going to keep on going back to that. And I understand that these first two shows are going to be about this, and it's going to drive. But we're actually pretty funny people, and other shows are going to be into more lessons and all
we're
that.
Learning.
We're learning. I mean, it's going to be a blast. So, we have another phone call. We have this is Fast Money from Minnesota. Fast Money, you are on My Two Cents on KSEO. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Wes. How you doing?
Doing all right. How things in Minnesota? Is it warming up there yet?
Hey, I wish it was. Today was cold and rainy, but hey, summer's coming.
Right on.
You got to get out of California here, Fast Money.
So I know. Seriously, so man. Again, a lot of this radio show is dedicated to the people at iHub, and not just on, but also their experiences and their knowledge and sharing and conversation. So Fast Money is one of the people that I watch frequently on iHub.
Yeah.
So what?
Hey, I want to tell you guys what an awesome idea for a show. I'll tell you what, there's so many people that can benefit from a show like this, and kudos to you guys for putting this together, because I think
right
a lot of people will learn an awful lot about investing in the OTC.
Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, again, this is a show about entertainment. Nobody is saying to anybody that's going to invest money has to do their own research and due diligence.
That's,
absolutely important. Nobody here is promoting anything. Nobody's paying us to do anything. The only way that you get on this show is being invited. I want to make sure that that's very clear. And there's going to be additional guests that are going to be on the show. Maybe later. I might say it later. But there's some other things that are lined up in the shows further on down the road that I hope we're going to have some actually Class A guys that'll be here. And just to let you know, too, I'm a Timothy Sykes student. I am somebody that actually believes in what he does. And I'm very excited to be in one of his students. But there's all sorts of different tools that we want inside our toolbox to do this. And that, yeah. He would probably sit there going, you're crazy for doing this, as far as his perspective and versus what he likes to do. What I just think that you need every tool in the book. I know that I'm long on Amphil. I believe in the company. So that's what I do.
It's also important, too, like Fast Money calling in, other callers in. They give us their perspective as well. So Fast Money, thank you, man. You're awesome for calling in. And thanks for the compliments. They're awesome.
Appreciate it.
I think it's great you guys are doing what you're doing. I was going to tell you, and Timothy Sykes, I think you couldn't be more right. You know, he looks at a lot of companies and he figures out kind of when to get in and when to get out. And I've done that a lot. And actually, that's what I normally do. And you guys were talking about Amphil earlier. I'm actually in Amphil as well. And that's one, I think, like you, Wes, I'm holding, because I feel like the fundamentals warrant that.
That's right.
I agree, bud. Well, thanks for calling in, and call in next week, too, and Roger will be here and co-host, and you can ask all sorts of questions, because he has agreed to take questions on the phone.
Hey, so that's awesome.
That's going to be cool.
Thanks,
all right, buddy.
Fast Money.
Take it easy, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right, so here's the thing. We've got an hour show, and this is something similar that happened with my last show. I set up an hour and go to two, and I've got two other phone calls, or maybe we should just go straight to the other line.
Let's go to that. I like this because it's giving us more perspective from everybody.
Right.
This
so
is awesome.
We're gonna talk. The next we're gonna go to is Russ near C, Washington.
Seattle.
Seattle. Yeah, we're at Seattle. You're short
near
for
Seattle.
I'm near Seattle. Okay.
Put your glasses on, Wes.
Yeah, there, Russ. Yeah, maybe I should.
Hey, Wes. Yeah, my name is Russ. I'm from Renton, Washington.
Oh, Renton, Washington. Right.
Yeah, we're just across Lake Washington from Seattle. Oh, it's great.
Nice.
Actually, you know, we had sunshine today, and for the first time in about a year, I actually got a little suntan.
Right.
And so I got to get some sunscreen, you know. But Seattle is the sunglass capital of the world, believe it or not.
One thing I like, Russ, about Renton is beautiful sight of Mount Rainier from there. Man, awesome.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Hey, I want to thank you, Wes. I think this is just an awesome idea to bring such an important issue to public awareness. Washington State passed marijuana a couple of years ago, and seems like we have marijuana shops like on every corner, almost like Starbucks. it's incredible. Yeah, I've been with Amphi for almost a year and a half now, about 18 months.
Awesome.
And from the very beginning, I was absolutely fascinated. This is when, before all of this stuff happened, I was absolutely fascinated with the technology that they were looking at. The business plans that the company was executing, the leadership that the company has gone, and everything that they have said that they were going to do, they have done and they have executed. It's been absolutely incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. And again, we have to keep saying it over. And we're not here. You need to do your own research. You got to go out and look at it.
That's right.
You got to do your own research.
Talk to somebody.
You got to talk to somebody. Talk to an investor. You know, whoever. But
I'd like to say. So the other day, I went down to get a haircut, and right next door to our hairstylist, there's a marijuana shop. And it does, you know, the parking lot is always full. Last year, they had Snoop Dogg down there doing a big event. And I don't know if he has an interest in it or not, but I mean, there were literally hundreds and hundreds of people. So, you know, I walked over after I got my haircut, and I asked the guy who was checking people coming in, I go, I got a question for you. I know marijuana is, pesticides is a really, really big issue in selling. I'm not going to mention the store, but what are you guys doing to prevent any kind of pesticides issues with the marijuana you're selling? And he looked at me, goes, what pesticide issues?
What are you talking about? Exactly.
What are you talking about? Exactly. And I was so starstruck, you know, just dumbfounded. I said, okay, well, thank you. And I turned my head. I go, oh, boy.
Wow. You know? And that's it. It's the wild, wild west. Now, thank God they're putting regulations in, and that's going to bring things stuff down. But a lot of these dispensaries don't realize, one, what they've put out into the public, and then, two, what it's actually going to take to mitigate the lawsuits.
Yeah.
That's the only way to put it. And the testing that's going to end up happening of the product going to the lab, being tested, then sent back before it goes in. There's a whole process that's going to end up take place now.
I wonder if Snoop Dogg knows he's smoking now. We can get him on the show.
All right. But anyway, thank you, guys. I think this is an awesome format, and it's really an important issue to get that word out about, especially this is like you say, a freight train just coming down. It's going to have a major impact, I think, on the whole industry.
Yes, I agree. And it is, and it's a business that's, you know, California is the that's the gold rush.
That's right.
I mean, it will be. I mean, the economy here, as far as the legalizing marijuana in January, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens and how it's going to change.
And Phil's going to take off on this. Yep. This is just because they care.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's but not only the Grow Zone, but they also have other subsidiaries like that's the Snake and Lats, the board Snake games, Lattes, which is absolutely incredible.
Well, on the,
and some other stuff.
Yeah, and they have, with them, they have exclusive distributorships, which on top of the restaurant. So and we're going to get into that more, too. I mean, it's a really good company in my mind. So anyway,
great. Hey, Russ, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Russ.
Hey, we're gonna bye-bye. We're gonna go straight to Rick in Vancouver, Washington. Rick, you're on with My Two Cents.
Hey, Wes, great idea for the show, man. This is gonna be awesome.
Hey, we like you guys calling from Canada, man.
Oh, is it Vancouver, Washington?
Right on. Well, yes. Nice
Canada.
To see you guys doing your thing. Lip, just wanted to give a quick call, and see you guys are on the Hempville topic. I was reading some recent press by them, and it looks like they're working on a deal to set up a 10-acre grow deal for a facility in California.
Correct.
I was just wondering if you guys have heard anything more about this, or, you know, since you guys are local, if you've heard anything kind of on the streets around there about this.
Well, there is, in the area that we're actually in, all the old flower greenhouses that companies vanished, all new glass is being put in them, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of square feet of greenhouses are being, let's say, remodeled.
Yeah.
All over the place here. And it's going to be an exciting time. I mean, that's from what we understand, it's companies from out of state that have signed these leases. These aren't people that are here, so they're getting ready.
Right.
That's what's going
to
make this. So
is there anything specific to the Hempville Technologies deal, or?
Well, that part I don't know. I mean, that's one of the that part I don't know. That's what we'll be talking to Roger about next week.
And I think these big corporations are really getting ready because, like Wes is saying, this thing's going to just take off. This is the next big thing coming as a wave. It's going to hit us, and we just need to be ready.
Yeah, just need to be ready. And whether you're for it or against it, it's going to happen. So don't, you can either get in on the train, or you can watch the train go by. One of the two. That's my thought process behind it. I mean, I personally, I like to be on the train. Anyway, yeah. we gotta take a break here at the bottom of the hour and play CBS News.
Thanks,
we will
Rick.
Be back right after the news.
U.S. and blame of Saudi Arabia for the 9/11 attacks. President Trump appealed to Muslim leaders in Riyadh today to help combat the scourge of terrorism.
Terrorism's devastation of life will continue to spread. Peaceful societies will become engulfed by violence, and the futures of many generations will be sadly squandered.
Mr. Trump characterized the effort as a battle between good and evil. CBS's Margaret Brennan is traveling with the president.
The president repeatedly referenced the threat posed by Iran and its sponsorship of terrorist groups like Hezbollah, a common enemy here in the Arab world and in Israel, where he heads tomorrow.
Mr. Trump also helped launch a new center for combating extremism online. CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Costa, host of The Costa Report. I don't know if you feel a little sluggish in the middle of the afternoon like I do, but if you do, I'm going to suggest you try Pollen Burst. It's an orange-flavored energy drink that comes in a packet, and it tastes a lot like that other orange drink the astronauts used to drink. You know the one. Pollen Burst contains vitamins A, B1, B3, B6, B12, pantothenic acid, vitamin D3, and gluconolactone, all designed to give you an energy boost that can last for hours. Pollen Burst comes in a box of 30 packets for $56 or two boxes for $100, and you can order it right now at KSCOteam.com. The next time you feel tired and need a little boost, skip the coffee, soda, or candy bar and mix up a cold glass of Pollen Burst and do your body some real good. Go to KSCOteam.com.
Hi, registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. I've been studying healthy bodies for 35 years, and what I've got to tell you may shock and surprise you, but if you listen up, it may change your life. By far, the leading cause of death worldwide is a class of illnesses doctors call non-communicable diseases, or NCDs. These are chronic long-term illnesses that aren't spread from person to person and that don't resolve themselves. One of the more recently described NCDs is a constellation of symptoms referred to as TINU or TINU. TINU, which stands for tubulo, interstitial, nephritis, and uveitis, is an inflammation of the kidney blood vessels, that's the tubulo, interstitial, nephritis part, and the eyes, that's the uveitis. But this breakdown is not restricted to the eyes and kidneys, that's just where it's noticed. In other words, as exotic and complicated as it sounds, TINU is just another run-of-the-mill circulatory issue that affects the entire body. To reverse TINU or any other circulation system disease, whether it involves the kidneys, the eyes, heart, or the blood flow itself, it's best to take a twofold approach. In the first place, strengthening blood vessels with nutrition, and in the second place, reducing the burdens on the circulatory system by eliminating digestive stresses, lowering blood sugar, and reducing psychological strain, which can put undue pressure on circulatory vessels. That means working on the digestive system by eliminating problem foods and using probiotics, working on the blood sugar system by eating less sweets and flour and processed foods and drink, and turning on the relaxation nervous system. Use nutrition, make sure you're practicing your deep breathing, and of course, mental and emotional strategies are really important. And these are all simple things that everyone should be doing, TINU or not. Pharmacist Ben here, urging you to go to KSCOhealth.com to order Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, and other nutritional supplements that I personally use and recommend. You can purchase these premium quality products at wholesale prices online at KSCOhealth.com. That's KSCOhealth.com. I'm the pharmacist that believes that staying healthy and strong is not only about medicine, it's about giving your body the raw materials it needs to do its work. Go to KSCOhealth.com. Make sure you check out the cool videos too at KSCOhealth.com. That's KSCOhealth.com.
Hey, here's a reminder. My Two Cents is an entertainment program. Before you invest your hard-earned money in anything, do your due diligence and your own research. Now, back to the program.
Up the phone a little too hard. It happens. Welcome back to My Two Cents. I'm your host, Wes Holes.
With Robert Matias.
And my very good friend, Robert Matias. Remember, you can watch us on KSU Global on the YouTube channel. And 831-479-1080 is the phone number to call in.
Give that one more time, Wes.
831-479-1080. Was that slow enough?
That was slow enough.
All right, just want to make sure.
I'm a little dyslexic here.
You're more than dyslexic. I was worried about you getting here today.
I made it.
You were in Pismo Beach all
week. I was in Pismo Beach.
Right.
Yeah.
Playing on quads. How do you feel today, Robert? I know this story, but...
60 years old, I thought I was feeling like I was 20 until this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
You were hurt.
60 years came back.
You know what I did on Tuesday?
What?
So you know when you pull into the gas station and you see a guy with a nozzle in his tank still and he pulls off?
Yeah.
And what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Dumbass. Right?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Right.
I'm taking cover just in case it catches off
fire. Well, no, because they're a breakaway nozzle. They're designed to do that. But the first thing you go is, dummy. Uh-huh. What were you thinking? Well, guess what? It happened to me on Tuesday.
Okay.
So now I'm the dumbass.
You're the dumbass. Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But the funny part was the cops got called.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
You still have the nozzle in your tank?
No, I didn't have the nozzle in the tank, but the gas station manager thought I was going to take off leaving. I'm saying, no, I'm just getting my stuff. And she called the cops, and then my phone rang again. And I was talking to that. And next thing you know, the cop comes up to me thinking that I'm trying to hand her my information. She just wanted me to fill out that incident form. I said, I'm not filling out your form, but here's my license. And the cop comes up, well, why are you giving her a hard time? I said, I'm not giving her a hard time. I'm trying to give her my information. I just didn't want to fill out her form. Really? And he looks at he doesn't have to fill out a form. It was funny.
Oh. Okay. Is that why the cops are at the front door now?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's get back to the show.
Yeah, let's get back to it. Sorry. Off the other side. We still have more phone calls. They've been waiting here this long time. Let's first, I want to go to Gordy because I know Gordy from the last show I did. Gordy, are you on the line?
Yes, that is. Yeah. Well, for those that were listening earlier, the fire is suppressed now up here.
Oh, good.
But this is tied in with the grows up here. You mentioned it being like the gold rush. Well, it's worse than that because every seedy character in the world with the greed is doing a lot of things, including using internationally banned pesticides.
Wow.
And whether or not you smoke that stuff, the real damage is done to the environment. It's killed off our creek here. There are no fish, no crawdads, nothing in the creek. There hasn't been a coyote around for the last 9 months, no raccoons. There's a lot of birds around and a lot of rats, but that's an issue that I have with pesticides.
Wow.
And environmental damage has been done.
You're right,
now,
Gordy.
I've got a question because I know a big-time grower. He has a number of groups consolidated. He has a $70,000 a month payroll. He just got word from his credit union that no longer will they accept any money, and this is not an FDIC organization. So my question is, how do you get around this? Where do you store your money? How can you write your payroll checks if the federal government considers this money laundering from an illegal activity per the federal government?
Well, the fact is that the federal government is going to change. They have no choice. I firmly believe that. And in later shows, we're going to be bringing people on to sit there and actually talk about that exact issue. So you got to stay tuned, Gordy, on future shows.
Okay.
You're ahead of the game on me, man.
Well, in the meantime, what do I tell my friend? Where can he go? I mean, he's considering going over to Oakland and doing business there, which I really don't want him to do, and I really don't think that he wants to do that. But he's being forced out of the coast here. You know, he has a lot of things from San Francisco all the way down to Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I don't have an answer to that, Gordy, to be perfectly honest with you. That's outside of the realm of what I know.
Yeah.
Okay. I also need to point out my sister lives on Victoria Island, not very far from the official Canadian government cannabis operations, and that's where everything in Canada comes from, is from that well-guarded building.
Mm.
And they do provide for free your cannabis products to those that are qualified, you know, like for medical reasons and so forth. That may be changing, you know, somewhere along the line, but I'm wondering how Canada was able to do this, yet here in the United States, we can't.
Well, we will find out as time goes on. Gordy, thanks for calling in. I want to get to the other phone call here from Bloomington, Illinois.
Thanks, Gordy.
and Green Thumb 21, you're on KSEO, my two cents. How are you today?
Good, fellas. How are you guys doing? I'm actually on the board currently, and everybody's really excited. It's fun.
Right on. Fantastic.
Thanks for holding on so long, Green Thumb. Appreciate it, brother.
Oh, yeah. Not a problem. Like I said, I mean, I kind of just got on iHub within the last few weeks and stumbled upon Amphil and noticed you guys were doing the show. I didn't know it was the first time, and it's a great idea. It's a great show. It's a great forum.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm real excited about it. It's been a few years actually in the making of coming up with the show. So as time goes on, we're going to change the format, and not change the format, but add other things and talk other stuff. And I'm going to make my dog famous, I guess.
Gordy, we're here as
that's not Gordy. That's Green Thumb.
Oh, I'm sorry, Green Thumb. I apologize.
Gordy was a call before Robert.
That's right. I apologize. I'm a little.
I'm sorry, audience. He's hurting.
Things. And I'm going to say I don't smoke marijuana, by the way, but I do believe in Anfield, and I do believe in the humanistic side of things of protecting people if they want to recreationally be involved in that or for medical reasons. The pesticides in this stuff has just come to light, and Wes and I have been doing a lot of research on it, things that have been going on, people getting sick. We care about folks.
Absolutely.
If somebody that's, if you wish to indulge in that, you should be able to do it safely without, unknowingly know that there's pesticides in something you wish to participate.
Well, that's what blew me away is because I absolutely thought that would have been the last industry to.
Yeah, well, we all think it's.
I think peace, love, dope, right? Yeah. So I didn't think anything of it. When I found about the and they're not using pesticides that are designed for human consumption. Right. They're doing pesticides that are for trees and and flowers, and they're never even supposed to be touching the human body in any way, shape, or form.
And we know that, the growing process of it, they have to keep the bugs off of and things like that, but what are they using?
Well, and that's hopefully, we got about 15 minutes of the show. We're going to take a few more phone calls real quick, and I do want to kind of do...
Hang on, fellas. Can I make a couple of questions real quick? I'm sorry. I'm just kind of listening. I enjoy the conversation.
We took over from you there, buddy.
It happened.
No, that's okay. Gordy made a good point with the pesticides, though, as far as the environmental damage it's going to do, there's a lot of things to tackle with it. A quick couple points and question maybe. I have seen within the last week, I think, that there has been a bill, which I did just post a bill for Gordy about the bill that had been submitted where they're going to allow marijuana businesses banking, and that was submitted this week on Thursday, I think.
Right.
But then there was a different bill that I think is going to trying to keep the recreational and medical markets both organic, which is where Amphil is going to benefit. And I'm just trying to figure out where GrowZone fits into where are they going to try to go after commercial contracts with big producers that are in Canada, California, Nevada, or are they going to try to do both as far as supply individual growers with I've seen the smaller setup that's producing huge yields with a very small setup in the light with the little tube type structure.
Right, the Roto-Grow, which they have the joint venture with. Absolutely. That's one of the things that I'm because that's even taken it a little bit farther. Forget about marijuana. Think about what that would do with fruits and vegetables. One of my ideas.
Anything with tomatoes and anything. All sorts of. Yeah, exactly.
How much healthier foods would be.
And then with that idea also, too, because one of the things that went through my head was, what if you converted a shipping container with solar panels, put all this together, sent it overseas where babies are starving to death, and you can have rotational crop yields that are three times the crop yield for the same square footage. I was just like, that's ingenious.
There's a company that's doing clone shipper that has an LED built into it that can ship for 3 days across Canada and keep your clone growing with the LED technology. I actually own stock in there. I can't think of their symbol off the top of my head. But it's a Canadian company that's already doing that. So it's definitely going to be in the works as far as that type of technology with sending plants live, crops live, any type of thing like that.
This technology could benefit a lot of people.
Well, and what's interesting, too, is here you have an industry that is about marijuana, but yet now can solve other issues.
It's going to touch so many different things.
Right, and that's the amazing point.
I don't think people really can encapsulate the market. One quick question before I go, fellas.
Sure.
I don't want to keep you too long. I've heard you mention how the gold rush is really in California and everything's coming. I know Canada's going to be a big market too.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Has anyone think that Amphil or other companies are going to really try to touch Nevada? Nevada just got approved to start recreational sales in July of this year.
Right.
So I think there's only going to be around 100 licensed producers and sellers to where there's going to have to be a shortfall in that market.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's going to be, like I said, this is an economic train that people, I hope, realize it's coming.
I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I still look at it. Netflix traded at 47 cents a share at one point in time. Now it's 153 bucks.
Yeah.
That's this kind of big idea in my head. But again.
And that's why we believe in Amphil.
Right.
This is gonna
well, what's the ceiling on Amphil? Is Amphil really a $20, $40 company?
I can't say what all I know is that here's a company that's growing, doing the right thing, filing all its paperwork, doing the right stuff. To uplift
all their ducks in a row and going to affect the business in a main way.
Right. Yeah, that's what correct. I think. But again, this is an entertainment show. We're not recommending or promoting anything. I want to keep putting that out there. It is just really cool on how they're
and
dealing
sorry,
with stuff.
I was dropping numbers and asking ceiling. I'm just excited.
Yeah. No, I hear you. We all are. Yeah. So thanks a lot for calling in, Green Thumb.
Thank you guys very much.
All right. We're gonna take another phone call from Patricia in Florida. Patricia, you're on My Two Cents on KSEO Radio and KSEO Global.
Hi, Wes. It's great to speak to you. I'm calling from Paradise, Florida, and I'm on the board as Potsy.
Right on.
I just want to give you kudos for starting this show, and it'll be extremely, it's been great so far. I know it's ending, but next week will be wonderful with Roger and Ambrose, and I don't know, Amphil is just a wonderful company. I mean, it's my first penny stock I've ever looked at, and I've been investing for 40 years.
Wow. There's a gold mine, Patricia.
Well, my dad discovered Qualcomm back in the early 80s at 25 bucks. And, yeah, I think this is the next best thing since that. And I'm just really looking forward to this week and all the good PR that's going to come out with it there. It's such a stable company.
And, you know, Patricia, with marijuana having such a negative, impact on society over the years, talking about how negative it was, this is such a positive thing where people can do something that's going to keep them healthy.
Well, it is now. Times have changed.
They've changed, absolutely.
This is not a really bad drug. It helps so many people.
It sure does.
And I really thank you for what you're doing and look forward to next week's show. And kudos to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you. That was Patricia. She called all the way in from Florida. It's late out there. It's like after 9 o'clock at night.
Probably later than that.
What we're going to do is we're going to keep on taking phone calls up until about, 5 minutes before the hour, and then we'll kind of go back because we didn't touch on anything that I wanted to touch on besides.
This is
but that's
great,
all right.
Though.
No, it's
like
good to have phone calls.
This is the
absolutely.
We want this show to take off.
Absolutely.
We want the people to have a voice.
Let's talk to Rod in Washington State. Rod, you're on My Two Cents, KSEO Radio. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Hey, so listen, I just wanted to call in and touch base on a couple of things because I think that the importance of this company and what they're doing is getting across, but I don't think that people quite understand why it's so important. And in my mind, it's like we think about pesticides and our only real relevant relationship is with food, but what people don't. And so there's organic food out there or natural food, which we all know is kind of a joke now, but people kind of are looking at that and they're like, well, you know, that's something that's been going on forever. But what they don't realize is that these things are overseen or regulated by the FDA or the USDA or these different companies, there is nothing for marijuana.
That's
it doesn't exist yet. There's nothing. They can do whatever they want to this product that you are using.
That's right, Rod.
Eating, smoking, vaping, any of those things.
Imagine how quickly that's absorbed into your body.
Oh, especially the smoking.
Totally, yeah.
Inhaling it, it's the worst. It's
straight to it.
And totally. And so this company, Amphil, and I, you know, fairly recently invested with them, just, you know, for what we're talking about. The Snakes and Lattes thing, the world's first and most successful board game cafe. It's a cool thing taking the world by storm, but the Grow Zone side of it is like, it's mind-blowing that this solves that.
Yes.
It solves it, and yeah, it's just, it's such a cool thing. And it's like, it reminds me of Microsoft or, you know, some of the other stocks that people joke and talk about. But it's like, yeah, if somebody had said, hey, check this out 50 years ago, like, it almost feels like it's that chance, you know?
Yeah, we're definitely going to get in deeper next week with the pesticides, what pesticides they found and what are the potential cancers that people are going to. And again, I look at it from a obviously an investment point, and obviously as a caring point on what they've done to people. I mean, it's just amazing.
Totally. Yeah, we got some stories.
Yeah, and we have the cannabis connection here on KSEO that, you know, I listen to them it's doing it right, but there's so many people that have done it wrong. How do you trust? You can't trust a dispensary. Now, because of all the news stories that are out there, where it's so widespread.
Well, we know now California is actually instituting some laws.
And there's whole crops that are getting yanked now, too. Yeah. I mean, there's some serious things that are going on. Well, Rod, up in Washington State, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Rod.
Definitely tune in next week when we have Roger and Ambrose on the show to talk more about Grow Zone and how it specifically, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute, but it literally sanitizes the air through using ozone, taking all the mold, taking all the fungus out of the air, cleaning the air, sanitizing it with not using any pesticides whatsoever, and the water,
cool
too.
I mean,
there's some technical side to all this, too, that we need to get out there as well, along with snakes and lattes. Cause,
thanks, guys. Great
thank
show.
You. Thanks, you have
Ron.
A good day. So let's take Wendy and Ben Lohman. Wendy, you're on My Two Cents with KSEO.
Well, congratulations on the new show.
Thank you.
And I specifically called in because I had a potential answer to Gordy's question about banking, though I was very happy to hear that they were sidelining all the problems that Colorado has had with this issue.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed is there is a plethora of gem certification and precious stones being traded in Colorado. And that's a new development since they went legal, and I'm wondering if that's a way of holding some of the assets in an easy to transfer form.
Yeah, that's all the stuff I don't know how they do, because I have those questions too, and those are the shows that we're going to have up in front when it comes to the marijuana industry that's coming like a speeding bullet train into California.
Well, it's an amazing thing, and you know, we had it in the 70s in California. And it was, not only for, we had a huge art movement, and it really set possibly what we're still seeing now is the higher real estate prices and the whole California dynamic. Mm-hmm. It's really going to be an amazing thing. I'm from Colorado, and I love to just look back and see people who wouldn't look so happy, people who were hiding, you know, their illegal smiles, and now they can, you know, be themselves.
We just want them to do it with the total
way.
Relaxation that it's going to be a safe product for them. And you know, those things you brought up.
Food has been the main problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
The things you brought up, I think we're going to get more and more into that later on as the show develops. This is our first time on the air. We're going to have a good time. We want people like you to keep calling in because we gather facts, ideas, stories that we can use that other people out there can get to know too. So this is kind of a sounding board for all of our listening public out there. This is just awesome.
Well, congratulations. I love Wes on the Flight 1080 on weekdays. And
awesome.
Yeah, have a great time.
Thanks, Wendy. You have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So that pretty much cleared the board. We have about 5 minutes, so I kind of wanted to touch base on Amfoil themselves and what Grow Zone is. So Grow Zone is, like I said before, is essentially in any greenhouse atmosphere. It doesn't work out. I'm assuming it doesn't work except for maybe cleaning water in an open area. Mm-hmm. But in a green, see, that's what also threw me away. I was thinking that all the marijuana was being grown in greenhouses and you had guys in Tyvek suits, because in Colorado, that's what I saw. But out here, it's not like that.
No, it's not.
It's like, just like what Gordy said, they're growing it up in the mountains and using every pesticide they're not supposed to be to keep the bugs away. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's supposed to be medical marijuana. It's supposed to be pure, right? That's what it was just, that's what irritated me to no end.
And those points, like we talked about, you know, places like Humboldt County, different areas that where it's grown at, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
We don't know what's being used. We don't have no idea. And then where are they taking that stuff to be sold at? Dispensaries or wherever.
Right.
I'm sure they have their clientele, but what type of testing is involved? We don't. And then we were talking about this earlier about California coming up with new rules, regulations for the testing of that marijuana,
right,
where they want those pesticides taken out.
And that's expensive testing. It's not cheap. And anyway. So anyway, with GrowZone and AmpPhil, the it literally changes the oxygen molecules inside the greenhouse, right?
Right.
So no bugs can survive, no mold can survive, no fungus can survive. And then they also have a process where they reoxygenate the water and take all the molds and fungus out of the water, too, that's being supplied to the plant.
And it's less care through the product that's being used, less care and time that the individual has to spend on that marijuana.
Right. I mean, you have no labor. There's all sorts of good reasons for it. So, and then, of course, they have the joint venture with RotoGrow, which is, that's incredible too, that the equipment can just automatically
self-feed itself.
Right. There's all sorts of stuff. And I've on my Facebook page, My Two Cents Facebook page, which I forgot to totally talk about, just go and like, share, tell everybody about it. Tell everybody that the show is dedicated to the investors, and it's a place to sit down and have a beer. And of course, we can't drink beer. We're in the radio station, but
come
take a look.
That's a big
deal. And then there's Snakes and Lattes too, which is another subsidiary of AmpPhil Technology, and that's the board game where they have distribution rights in Canada and other parts of the world to distribute on Amazon. And like, if you go into a Walmart in Canada, they're the ones that actually supply the Cards Against Humanity card game. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff, and their involvement with Cineplex, which is a big, huge theater complex, and so there's all sorts of questions that we're going to be able to ask.
They don't know what the involvement is here, and this is a great opportunity for people to, you know, look at it, research it.
Come back next week, and if you've got questions, ask them, because that's what this is a show's about.
I'm excited to be.
No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
I'm excited about this radio show. I'm excited to be involved with AmpPhil. I'm excited to talk about it, just like all these callers called in today. It's an exciting thing.
It's going to be good. And guess what? Is it top of the hour already?
It's top of the hour already.
Wow. See, I told you. This show was going to go by quick. An hour goes by that fast. Might have to go to 2 hours.
Maybe here at KSCO.
1080
a.m.
All right. Thanks for joining us. And maybe next time I'll actually get more stuff out. Oh, we got 1 minute left? Oh, that was, you brought up the music a little too soon there, did you? No? Oh. All right, so we got a minute.
Yeah. Let's talk about this back to what we're talking about here.
Right.
We're
not talking about. First off, I want to get AmpPhil Technologies' website out. It's www.amphiltech.com. You can also, Interlock Kings, which is another subsidiary of AmpPhil Technology, is www.interlockkings.com.
So spell out AmpPhil for those who.
AmpPhil.
Okay.
Technologies.
That was for our listening audience.
Right, for our listening audience. Thank you for reminding me that. And then you can go to GrowZone, GrowZone.biz. And then there's Snakes and Lattes. And then Snakes and Lattes is SNAKES and, the word and, A-N-D, Lattes, LATTES.com.
Well, you really wanted that one. But go to those sites.
And go to those sites. Research it.
Research
think,
it. Look
come back
it.
And tell us if you don't think that if it's not a good idea. You can see my Two Cents Facebook page. You can search Facebook at KSEO MTC for My Two Cents, and like and share.
That's right.